going to spend some time together, I thought I would formally introduce myself. Firstly, once again, welcome. A little bit about me. I am a mother, lawyer, international speaker, trainer, award-winning and financially free property investor and property mentor. I am the upcoming author of Real Property Wealth for Women, Invest Your Way to Success and Have More Time to Live. Some people now have said to me, Binda, you were lucky. It's okay for you. It's interesting what section of the journey people want to see. Like many of us, I have had my challenges. I'm no different. Some of my experiences, now looking back, they are my blessings and a contribution towards my growth, have been racial bullying at school, some teachers saying to me I'm not good enough and I would not get the grades. I've had a very strict traditional upbringing, and I was not encouraged to have a career, but was taught to be a housewife, and it was expected in my community that the men would go out to work and deal with the finances, whilst the women stayed at home to take care of the house and the children. My parents arranged a marriage for me. I was engaged at 18 and I had an arranged marriage at the age of 20. However, life didn't go the way we had planned or expected. Unfortunately, I went through a separation with my husband and became a single parent to my 9-month-old baby and no idea how to deal with the household finances. I became more and more entangled in debt. I made a conscious decision to provide a better life for my daughter. Whilst I was working as a legal secretary, I suddenly thought I could do a better job than my boss. I thought by having a good job, it would solve my money problems. I started to study for the next 7.5 years, and I have to confess, emotionally and financially, I struggled. It took a toll on me as I was working full-time, studying part-time and caring for a young child on my own as my family were all in Birmingham. However, I finally qualified as a lawyer in November 1996, and this was a proud moment. It's interesting how I started my property journey. It was as an accidental landlady in 1998 when I could no longer continue to live in the former matrimonial home, and I couldn't let go of it either. So I rented it out and brought a distressed property, renovated it and started living there. I then became an amateur landlady as I now had money but very little time as I was busy climbing the corporate ladder. Can you relate to this? I saw an advert in the newspaper saying, be an armchair investor. I thought, wow, that is exactly me. I gave my power away to an investment company who found off-plan properties for me as one of their investors. In the process of becoming an armchair investor, I lost hundreds of thousands of pounds, together with my self-esteem, confidence, and I put my family at risk. These deals stacked up for someone, but sadly not mine as the investor. I was sold properties all over the country and abroad. One of the options was to declare myself bankrupt, but in my eyes, this was no option. Because if I had done this, I was no longer able to practice as a lawyer. And I worked so hard to get there. I was fully determined to turn this negative situation around. This is where all my property experience and lessons came from. I was focused, determined, and I believed that I could do this. I finally became a professional and experienced property investor. When I took control of my life and got myself financially educated, I have since gone on to source property after property. It has been liberating for me, combining my work as a family lawyer and managing my property portfolio. The accolades have come flooding in. In 2009, I was shortlisted for Asian Professional of the Year for my legal work. My property awards have been in 2010, National Landladies Association for the Property Women's Award, London Region, and also in 2012, Landlady of the Year for the Landlords Accreditation Scheme. and in 2013 and 2014 was shortlisted for various property awards. Since 2008, I have mentored hundreds and hundreds of people to enable them to quit the rat race of a job and to unleash their dreams with the support of passive income so that they can get their time back. I follow my passion of inspiring and empowering other women to work on their mindset and concentrate then on the financial freedom through property. I am a trainer and property mentor and speaker for the UK's leading education company and was one of the speakers in the UK for Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and Martin Roberts, the British TV presenter on BBC auction series Homes Under the Hammer, which has 5 million viewers every single day. I also work very closely with my publisher, Jerry Roberts. In my spare time, I love providing free legal advice for the local advice centres and the domestic violence unit. And in my real spare time, I enjoy spending time with my family, travelling the world and doing crazy stuff for various charities, such as climbing Kilimanjaro, Inca Trail and the London Marathon. My motto is, if I can do this, and so can you. My question to you would be, how wealthy are you? How wealthy do you want to be? It's all in the mindset. What record have you been playing in your head over and over again regarding your money script?